From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. prepares to do more in confronting the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday the U.S. is stepping up its fight against the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. He said the U.S. is prepared to do more in Baghdad's effort to retake the provincial capital of Ramadi.
The United States is prepared to assist the Iraqi army with additional unique capabilities to help them finish the job, including attack helicopters and accompanying advisors, if circumstances dictate and if requested by Prime Minister Abadi.
But he challenged the view there needs to be a greater U.S. ground presence.
While we certainly have the capability to furnish a U.S. component to such a ground force, we have not recommended this course of action for several reasons. In the near term, it would be a significant undertaking that, much as we may wish otherwise, realistically we would embark upon largely by ourselves. And it would be ceding our comparative advantage of special forces, mobility, and firepower, instead fighting on the enemy's terms.
He also urged Turkey to do more to control its porous border with Syria, criticized Gulf states for being preoccupied with Yemen, not paying enough attention to the fight against IS, and said it's time for Russia to, quote, focus on the right side of this fight, a criticism of Moscow's objective of attacking all opponents to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. At least seven people were killed in violence early Wednesday in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura. It follows months of conflict over the decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a controversial third term. Five men were shot dead by police who claimed they were responding to grenade attacks, while two others, including a policeman, were killed in separate incidents. More than 240 people have died in Burundi since April. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks with Russian leaders on Ukraine and Syria. Mr. Kerry said despite Russia's military and political interests in Syria, Moscow has been constructive in trying to find a political settlement to end the conflict. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Russia was one of the first countries, you know, when we talk about the original four that sort of started sitting down and talking together about how to get at a diplomatic solution in Syria, and Russia was one of the first at the table. Russia, United States, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey.
Mr. Kerry's trip to Moscow expected to precede a possible international meeting in New York on efforts to push the Syrian political process forward. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility Wednesday for a suicide attack on a Shia mosque in Iraq's capital that killed at least eight and wounded some 20 others. Police say the blast in the mainly Shia Obeidi area of eastern Baghdad targeted worshippers as they emerged from a mosque. The head of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, says the two shooters in last week's California massacre, in which 14 were killed, were radicalized long before they met online and began discussing jihad and martyrdom. He spoke before a Senate panel Wednesday.
San Bernardino involved two killers who were radicalized for quite a long time before their attack. In fact, our investigation to date, which I can only say so much about at this point, indicates that they were actually radicalized before they started courting or dating each other online. And online, as early as the end of 2013, they were talking to each other about jihad and martyrdom before they became engaged and then married and lived together in the United States.
Comey also said the two were inspired by foreign terrorist groups and described them as homegrown violent extremists. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is criticizing European governments for limiting how intelligence agencies share counterterrorism information. Speaking in London, she called it particularly disappointing. The European Court of Justice recently struck down the so-called Safe Harbor Agreement, allowing U.S. companies to easily send customer data from the European Union to servers based across the Atlantic. The U.N. is seeking a record $2 billion for the Sahel to deal with poverty, insecurity, and climate matters that could spark a wave of migration. U.N. Regional Humanitarian Coordinator Toby Lancer warned the potential is there for tens of thousands to be forced to flee from the nine nations that stretch from Senegal to Chad. Tanzanians marked their country's Independence Day Wednesday with not a parade but cleaning the streets. President John Magufuli was one of several top officials who picked up trash around the capital, Dar es Salaam, as part of a nationwide cleanup campaign. The newly elected leader has campaigned on promises to reduce corruption and waste. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.